can't believe it. I look out and the starboard engine's starting to go. I figured, oh my God, people, once again, they're all the way over there. And I go running out to the, I said, take over here. The front of that engine, let me just reassure people face to face. So I left the flight deck. I walked back to the passenger compartment. They saw me and smiles lit up the place.
I'm happy to see you again.
Lady Gavin.
Happy because you are my friend. Haven't seen you for a long, long time. Happy that you're doing fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another problem here. I appreciate the greeting. Thank you very much. We have another engine now, but don't worry. This aircraft can fly fine on two engines. There's nothing to be alarmed about. I just wanted to come back here personally and mingle with you. And, I like those sneakers, son. Where'd you get those? It's not often you find tiger stripes on there, huh? Nice. Okay. Well, yeah. Don't worry. We'll have you plenty of time for the James Brown concert, so don't worry about a thing. Just as I was standing there, imagine my humiliation and embarrassment when the other port engine started going on the fritz. I'm thinking, my God. But I smiled. I affected a silly little smile. I said, okay, so we're down to one engine. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no cause for alarm. I beg your pardon. I'm telling you that this aircraft will fly fine on one engine. Do you mean to tell me you're starting to doubt my captain ability?
Right, I said your mama.
Well, obviously, that's going to do no good to start calling names here, because I've got to get us back there.
Your mama.
Now, admittedly, a one-engine landing on a four-engine aircraft is a little something tricky to do.
Your mama.
Are you telling me that you don't think I got the wherewithal to get you there?
That's right, I said your mama.
Well, let me tell you something. I will get you there. You can be sure of that. Because I know if my behind gets there, your behind's going to get there. So don't worry. I went running forward to the flight deck. I said, my God, what the hell's the fit of that other engine? I don't know what's going on here, but I'll tell you what. I want a complete breakout of all the repairs that have been done on this aircraft in the last 20 years. If I find out somebody's left a wrench in there or whatever's going on, we get the bad fuel or what? Somebody take a leak in the fuel compartment? What's going on here?
But when you know it, that remaining engine started to look a little funny. The temperature gauge started going up, 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 and up. I said to the co-pilot, fly it on manual. I want to check something out here. I unbuckled myself. I walked to the rear of the aircraft. And the last luggage compartment was where I kept my parachutes. I stood there in the rear of the plane as everybody watched me silently. I said, ladies and gentlemen, not to be alarmed. We are having a little problem with our remaining engine, but don't worry. I think it's time I went for help. So you all just relax and enjoy the rest of your flight. And buddy, I hit that rear cargo door and I was out of there. Poof. The chute opened. Thank God I had a good chute. I'm floating down as I watch that aircraft suddenly just roll onto its back. I shielded my eyes from the flash. Oh, it was unbelievable.